covered California, and the Department of Healthcare Services held a press teleconference to inform the public of state policy changes aimed at helping uninsured Californians get health coverage. Health officials announced that they are extending the enrollment period for Covered California through to the end of June. In addition, they have delayed any upcoming Medi-Cal renewals for 90 days to ensure that people who are currently covered by Medi-Cal will not lose their coverage during this perilous time. Covered California Executive Director Peter V. Lee.
All of the Medi-Cal plans, which serve about 13 million Californians, all of the Covered California plans provide telehealth options for their enrollees. This gives individuals the ability to connect with a healthcare professional by phone or video without having to personally visit a doctor's office or hospital. This is about care without contact, more convenient and safer for both the patient and the clinician.
Enrollment for Medi-Cal is open 365 days a year. Additionally, undocumented people under 26 years of age are eligible to apply for Medi-Cal. Officials said they are currently working on extending coverage for undocumented people over the age of 65. They say they have the money to do it. For people who can't enroll in state-funded health plans because of their immigration status, J.C. Cooper, California's Medicaid director, lays out their options.
Undocumented individuals in California can get access to COVID-19 testing. They should be reaching out to their community health centers and public hospitals across California.
Unprecedented numbers of people are losing work or losing income due to the COVID-19 crisis. With Governor Gavin Newsom reporting 80,000 unemployment claims submitted in one day, officials anticipate hundreds of thousands of new people will need health coverage. Covered California is currently spending over $7 million in outreach to inform Californians of the recent state policy changes, and officials say they are already seeing a spike in new enrollments over the last few days. As the crisis worsens, Lee says one thing is certain. For those who do fall ill and need to be hospitalized, those with health coverage will fare far better financially.
Generally, for similar flus, it's reasonable to say that if you're admitted to a hospital, you might be there as long as 10 days or more. If you have a 10-day hospital admission in California, that could cost north of $50,000. That's the billed cost, not what you're responsible for. If you're in Medi-Cal, that would be totally covered. If you're in Covered California, your cost would be limited to your maximum out-of-pocket or cost sharing, depending on your benefit design. You go into a hospital, you are no longer bankrupt if you've got coverage.
Testing for COVID-19 is free for all individuals, regardless of their citizenship status. But it remains uncertain how state health officials plan to address the needs of uninsured people who are seeking treatment. Short of a single-payer health insurance system, it seems likely that some vulnerable communities will be left in the lurch. In Oakland, this is Chris Lee reporting from home for KPFA.